NIU Choral Director Eric Johnson is the founder and artistic director of Cor Cantiamo. He says The Seven Heavens is the fruit of a long relationship with the composer James Whitborn.
The impetus was a collaboration that I've had with James for going on 4 or almost 5 years now, where I've been performing his music and we corresponded. I've just kind of really grown to love his writing style, his voice, the energy that he creates in the music. And so we started talking about this commissioning idea.
Whitborn says he had been thinking about something along the lines of The Seven Heavens already, and of Lewis, who, like Whitborn does now, taught at Oxford. With this commission, everything came together. And Whitborn says it's appropriate the premiere of his work takes place in Illinois, just 40 miles or so from Wheaton College, a major center for Lewis studies. Whitborn says he spent a lot of time thinking about Lewis's style before composing a single note.
One of the things about C.S. Lewis that I think makes him so enduringly attractive and popular is that he likes to write in layers. If you take the Narnia Chronicles, for example, you can just read them as beautiful children's stories. But if you want, there are different layers there to be understood.
Whitborn says he tries to do the same. So even if you don't read the program notes or know anything about Lewis or the Middle Ages, he says you can enjoy the music for its own sake. There can be a lot of challenges in bringing a work to performance, but Eric Johnson says he's never thought of it that way.
Not challenge, but joy. It's one of the funnest things and I love the most about, especially commissioning projects, is getting a new piece of music that's never been heard and digging into it in every possible way to find all of the different ways we could experience and expand and interact with the score.
Johnson says he and Whitborn have spent around 2.5 years on the piece, discussing, visiting Lewis's haunts in England, and so forth. But even now, he says, it's never completely done.
I had recorded our rehearsal on Sunday, and it was the first rehearsal with the choir and the instrumentalists together. So James and I were listening to it together, and we're like, but this could be different here. Maybe this should be a bassoon instead of violin, or a little more of a diminuendo, a little more shape here.
Johnson says it makes for a very collaborative and exciting process. Whitborn agrees. He says he always tries to become familiar with the sound of whatever individual or group he's writing for and uses that when he's composing. So there are usually no big surprises. And yet,
sometimes an artist will bring something that you haven't quite thought of yourself, or there's something in a particular player's way that just inspires you in a different way. And just having that little bit of time together to work on things and think through things just before you finally sort of send print is a wonderful thing to be able to do.
Whitborn and Johnson say an audience doesn't need to be aware of any of that to enjoy the performance. But they say, like Lewis's writings, there's always more for those who choose to look deeper. The concert begins at 8 o'clock tonight in Boutelle Memorial Concert Hall. Whitborn and Johnson will give a pre-concert lecture on The Seven Heavens at 7 p.m. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.